this morning down the pub. Come on then. Who's buying? Charlotte, what are you having a cup of tea, Charlotte?
Yeah, I mean, is there a fry up going?
What are you like?
You don't do too well.
Yeah. Pork scratchings, maybe some bar snacks for you?
Possibly. Let's see how we feel at maybe 8 o'clock. Maybe 7 minutes, 9 minutes past seven might be slightly too early for the pork scratchings.
Well, we do start this morning down the pub, and for some of us, you know, Friday wouldn't be Friday without a visit to our local, but it's no ordinary Friday night for one Dorset pub. It's almost a year since they closed its doors. It's the White Lion in Broad Windsor. They are reopening again today, this time as a community asset. This is after a mammoth effort, raising more than £50,000, and it's a story that we followed closely in recent months. And in January, we spoke to parish councillor David Leader, who spearheaded the campaign to save the pub.
It's just a fantastic hub for the village. You know, Broad Windsor is a beautiful place in rural West Dorset, surrounded by fantastic countryside. We used to have 5 pubs in our village, and slowly but surely they've closed and they've been turned into residential houses. The White Lion is the only one left. It sits in the heart of the village, in the village square. It's a beautiful Georgian building. It's popular with everybody in the community, and it provides a fantastic meeting place where everybody can come and to chat and to talk through the news. And it just to lose it would be an awful tragedy for our community.
Oh my goodness, they used to have 5 pubs. That's unbelievable. Well, that was David Leader, the former chairman of the Save the White Lion campaign, speaking to us earlier this year. Very sadly, David passed away suddenly last month. But the villagers' mission to reopen their last remaining pub has continued. And at 6 o'clock tonight, they will be throwing open the doors. And who better to send out on a pub story than our very own Lawrence Herdman. Good gig, Lawrence, today. Great gig.
Yeah, not bad at all, is it? And what a wonderful village in the heart of West Dorset to come to as well, Broad Windsor. I mean, we couldn't get much further west. We're a couple of miles away from Bedminster. You've got Pilsden Pen just down the road and Bridport 7 miles away. And it was lovely to hear David Leader's voice there. There's a tribute from the National Trust in the window of the pub here. I'm stood outside the White Lion this morning. You can hear the bird song in the background. It's a lovely, lovely day in the heart of West Dorset, and I'm following in good company as well, because King Charles II, believe it or not, he fled from the Battle of Worcester back in 1651, and legend has it that he stayed here in Broad Windsor. Not sure if he was in this pub, but let's go inside anyway and have a look around, shall we? Here we go. Today is the big day, of course. It's 6 o'clock this evening. We will have the customers coming through the doors once more, because, you know, last May it shut for the final time. The last tenants, the last landlords left this place because, you know, it sort of opened, it closed, and then they had this fantastic community effort, the owners, Palmer's Brewery. They approached the council and said, is there a will for the community to take it over? And in little over 4 weeks, they were set a challenge of raising £30,000. As you say, they smashed through that. They reached a £50,000 target. And here we are, looking around the inside of this pub. It's wonderful, Lucy. You've got the original flagstone flooring, wooden floor on top of that. And as I wander over into the corner, you find all this wonderful history of Broad Windsor with sepia-tinted framed photographs on a table. You can see how last minute it is as well, because you've got keyring tags and labels all prepared to get things in order this evening. Rick Dyke is the chairman of the Broad Windsor White Lion Committee. Rick, a very good morning to you there. You're armed with a couple of pints. How are you feeling this morning?
Exceedingly excited. It is a mix of emotions, though, bittersweet. Sweet because we are now at the point of actually delivering on our project, but obviously bitter, as has already been mentioned, because David isn't here to witness it.
Yeah, he was such an impetus behind this project as well, and I guess part of his legacy will be for you and your team to carry this forward.
Yes, absolutely. David was full of energy, and he had a vision. His vision for this pub was not just to open its doors so that it could we could serve drink and food, but it would become the hub of the community, and that people could meet here and discuss village matters, you know, whether it be groups of farmers, whether it be over 60s, or just to come and play board games and have a chat, but to be a community asset.
Hey, Rick, listen, we were chatting offline. These things don't just fall into place overnight, do they? I mean, BBC Radio Solent has covered other community pub stories, the Drovers Inn at Gussage All Saints in North Dorset. We've got the Thimble Inn at Piddle Trent Hyde going through the same process. You've got to be conveyancers. You've got to be estate agents, recruiters. You've got to be multi-skilled.
Yes. And particularly at a time when the hospitality industry is going through such difficult times. As I say, we want and need to provide a food service. But thankfully, we found an excellent manager in Kate Staff and her two daughters, who are going to be our sort of manager, chef and front of house. But they weren't an easy find, but I think, we've struck gold.
These are often David and Goliath stories when you're up against developers, but I suppose it's as much about endeavour and belief that you can get through it, isn't it? And having that goal to aim for.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned that we had a target of £30,000, and that seemed like a lot of money. You know, where was that going to come from? Thankfully, the community have come up trumps. We had over 300 individual donations, largely from the community, but actually from wider afield too. There were a lot of people who think where our story, I think, struck a note, that they live elsewhere, probably had never been to Broad Windsor and probably won't ever come, but they too have a village pub that they feel passionate about.
I must confess, it's the first time I've been to Broad Windsor and I'm absolutely chuffed to be here. I'm looking around the second half of the interior of the pub. There's a wonderful framed picture of a white lion with all the monarchy sort of robes beneath with gold chains and whatever. All the brasses have been shined up and polished on the fireplace as well. What would have happened to this place had you not managed to get together and achieve this goal?
It's very difficult to say, because it is actually a listed building. I think you've described it very well, and it fits with being a listed building. So that is quite sort of restrictive as to what can be done with it. But potentially, it could have just sat here empty. And for a village square in Broad Windsor, where you've seen it is idyllic, and to have buildings that are just sitting there empty would be such a waste.
And obviously, your stock is beer, and later down the line, food, but a community.
Yes.
As well.
Yes, absolutely. And you'll hear more about that later, because we have community members who are going to be here in an hour's time telling you a little about what our plans are.
Well, thank you for the tease very much indeed, Rick. The very best of luck this evening to you and all your team. Lucy, I think I will grab a cup of tea or coffee until we invite our next guest. It is a wonderful place. It really is. And it is a fantastic achievement. Well done to everybody who has been involved in this project.
When you say tea, is that, you know, there's an ale called tea, isn't it? Is that what you're grabbing, really?
Well,
you're just trying to disguise it.
Lucy, it's not copper, it's not IPA, it's not Carlsberg or San Miguel or Guinness or Copper Haze or, you know, it's tea. It's tea, believe me.
Lovely.
But I have bought my wallet.
Great. Drinks are on Loz. Fantastic. Yeah, we'll see you after 8 o'clock this morning. Lawrence Herdman there, down at that pub, which is reopening tonight. And, yeah, we'll be catching up with them in a bit.